a tribe of generosity. The restaurant bustled with excitement. There wasn't a single open seat in the house. A loud hum of jubilant chatter engulfed every corner of the building. The vibe was exceptional. Things were shaping up to be a wonderful first night out in Toronto. Wine and scotch flowed liberally amongst the four of us. Although it was our first time meeting, we all felt like old friends. My wife even gave me the tried and true, "I'm having a good time and feel comfortable," head nod that we practiced many times over the years, just in case either of us ever needs an exit strategy. Our host, PB and Watches, real name Richard, was as fun to hang out with as I had expected. His razor-sharp wit and playful demeanor made him the life of the party. His beautiful wife, the perfect companion, was also entertaining from start to finish. As our main dishes arrive, some of the best tacos I've ever had, Richard asked if he could see my watches so that he could take a few photos of them. He then proceeded to strategically place them directly into a plate of food with the precision of a surgeon. He moved them around at a variety of angles to catch multiple compositions, snapped off a series of photos, then moved on to the next setup. Now, let me be the first to say that I'm very much aware of how odd this sounds. How could it not? It was especially unusual to guests at surrounding tables who were obviously wondering what was going on. Here's the thing, though. Richard's a world-class photographer, and the combination of watches and food tends to be his shtick. So it didn't surprise me at all. In fact, I readily expected it. On the other hand, what I didn't expect was him picking up the entire check for what ended up being a very boozy and expensive dinner. He had no obligation to do so, but he just did. Here we were meeting in person for the first time ever, and he matter-of-factly picked up the tab like you would for a close family member you hadn't seen in a while. Through the bulk of my community interactions over the years, I've noticed a trend. In addition to just being uniquely pleasant people, the majority are remarkably generous. I'm not talking, "I give to my local charity from time to time, and I like to help people in need," which many of them do. No, I'm not talking about a deep sense of tribal camaraderie and magnanimity toward one another. Upon our very first time meeting, Fremstar, real name Sam, gifted me a set of cufflinks. It wasn't just some random pair. You see, he miraculously remembered a comment I had left on one of his Instagram posts that featured a gorgeous Rolex watch and said cufflinks. We had chatted a bunch of times leading up to our meeting in person, but never about the cufflinks. All I knew was that I liked them a lot, and we had tons in common. When we first met, he said something like, "You seem like you like these, so I thought you would give them a nice home." What? While in London with my wife celebrating our wedding anniversary, watch lover and cigar aficionado, cigar-smoking model, real name Nick, invited us to tea time at the Thames Foyer at the Savoy Hotel, a super swanky restaurant seemingly designed for British nobility. Probably explains why I felt underdressed, even while wearing a dapper three-piece suit. It was a similar scenario. We had never met before, but we instantly connected over watches, family, work, and life more broadly. He went on to order an assortment of decadent dishes to complement a seriously yummy bottle of champagne. Oh yeah, he picked up the tab to congratulate us on our anniversary. A year later, my friend Kiktok, real name Brett, took me to a New York Rangers game at the Madison Square Garden. Tickets on him. Also to celebrate my birthday. While on vacation in Italy with my wife, the cigar strategist, real name Emmanuel, who is a big-time watch buff and cigar collector, invited me to his actual home, which was about an hour away from our hotel in Rome. This was the first time we had met. From there, he took me to his favorite local restaurant, where he had a private room reserved for us that had its own fireplace and a couple old-school leather couches. After some delicious steaks and vino, we moved on to sharing some of our finest cigars while discussing world domination and family. It was both glorious and surreal at the same time. Oh yeah, he picked up the tab. You can't make this shit up. One day, my kind friend Terranaut, Mr. E, just randomly mailed me a brand new Armani sports coat he had never worn. He was doing some sort of spring cleaning around his home and thought it would look good on me. To put things into context, it was a $1,000 fucking coat. Who does that? Most recently, Bezaboden 214, real name Brandon, raised funds directly through the community to help Hurricane Harvey victims across his home state of Texas. I mean, this guy was literally cooking food for first responders, creating care packages for families displaced from their homes, and helping with cleanup efforts across impacted regions. To date, he has raised nearly $10,000 in his plea to the Watch community for support. These are just a few small samples of generosity I've personally observed over the years. For whatever reason, it seems this behavior is woven into the very fiber of the community. There is even an unspoken bond where members go the extra mile to look out for one another. I could think of no better way to illustrate that point than the following tale. In early 2015, following the birth of his child, Mike's Watches, real name Mike, was struck with some difficult news. His lovely wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. As a husband and father, Mike was accustomed to being the designated problem solver in the family, but this was something he couldn't fix. The diagnosis left him feeling helpless. He offered his wife support wherever he could, but he wanted to do more. In an act of solidarity, he sought to purchase pink watch straps for all the family members as his wife underwent treatment. He approached Thomas from Crown & Buckle, who specializes in selling watch straps, to share his idea and see if he might be able to offer bulk discounts on pink straps. Well, Thomas didn't think that was enough, and he replied with the following. "Why don't we sell the straps to help you out?" Mike was stunned that Thomas would take the time out of his business to support him. Little did Thomas know, Mike is Canadian, so he was in a fortunate situation where medical bills were entirely covered by the government. Rather than raise money for Mike, they decided to collaborate to raise money and ultimately donate all the profits to breast cancer research. In fact, Thomas even took a loss for developing the straps to ensure that the greatest amount of money possible could be raised. Every strap has a hashtag engraved on the hardware that says, hashtag straps for a cure, which was used as a rallying cry across the watch fam. Before long, the straps went on sale, and Mike's story spread like wildfire across the gram. He and his family experienced a massive outpouring of support almost immediately. At $12 a pop, straps began to sell like hotcakes. The combination of strap sales and a couple of successful strap auctions generated a whopping $20,000 in donations to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. This all stemmed from Mike's thoughtful idea to generate support for his wife, who is doing great today, by the way, an idea that was then met with unexpected kindness, which enabled him to evolve his thinking to a broader context of helping people in need beyond his own family. From there, the original idea grew into a full-blown movement as community members flocked to offer their support. Now that was something truly special to see. If that's not a tribe of generosity, then I don't know what is. Even though the watches are the common denominator, for me, the watch fam was never about watches. At Patch Style.